Krishna, Hare Krishna.
ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिते नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वामित्रे भक्त्या विहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै चेतस्य कामादितरङ्गमाजे कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना भृन्दे नमस्ते शरणारविन्दम्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम शरणं। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायना विरहकातर्यजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमा।
I was explaining that how Parikshit Maharaj left his whole kingdom, his wife, children and royal dresses even, and how he went to Ganges and left his food, water and everything. In the same moment, all the rishis like Vyas, Narad, Kabhi Habhi, Antariksha, Sanak Sanandan, all assembled there. In the meantime, Sukhdev Goswami came. So he has a course that in 7 days you will die. On the 7th day, he was hearing. And Srimad Bhagavat was finished. 10th canto and 11th canto also. And Sukhdev Goswami told to Parikshit, now no fear of snake or anything. You have crossed all these things. So, may I go? He told them, yes, you can go. Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied and he. Sukhdev Goswami went from that place. His mother was also, Parikshit Maharaj's mother was hearing. And in the meantime, that snake in the shape of a very cruel black person, he was coming. And he saw that a rishi named Kashyap was coming with his bags. He asked Kashyap that, where you are going? He told, I am going to the council of Parikshit Maharaj. I have heard that a snake will come and bite and he will die. I will use my this jadi booty medicines. And at once he will alive. He replied that, you cannot do. Because I am calm. I am him, myself, Mrityu, dead. You cannot say. But I can say, I have power. Then let me examine. I am biting this very big tree, banyan tree, and it will burn into ashes. And then you can use your medicine and mantra. And if you can save this tree again to be very
as before,
very green and everything, with fruits and leaves and everything, then I will think that, oh, you can save him. So let me do. And he became a very big black snake and cut bite on that tree. And any moment that tree was finished, everything became like ashes. Then Kashyap took his bag and took his something, medicines, and he
next.
And some water was given there. And he made that medicine. And with mantra he threw out that his medicine on the root of that tree which was like ashes. Very soon a sprout came. At once it became a very big tree. In a moment it became. With so many leaves as it was before, so fruits and everything, birds were there and everything was there. He wondered, oh, you are a very wonderful person. You may save him. But why you are going to there? Perhaps for some money? I am giving you so much gold. You should be satisfied and return to your home. He said, no, I cannot never return. Please keep it with you. Then he gave him double what he has first given. It was so sufficient for him that some water came from his mouth and he took it and returned. From that very day in India, mantra and medicine disappeared that he was cheating. And he is selling his mantra and aushadhi, medicine. So from that day, very day, very little part of that mantra and aushadhi are in India. Even today, they can do, but not like before. That person, black person came, he became in a very little snake, and he entered in a flower, which was taken out to that place by any gardener. And he entered in that flower. And when it was given to Parikshit Maharaj, at once he became big and became a very poisonous snake, and he at once bit him. But before this, he took his heart, his senses, mind here, and from here he took it to in the lotus feet of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And after that, the snake bite empty life, this body only, and it was at once became like ashes. So he could not touch Parikshit Maharaj. There is an example. So you should tell. You know that devotees like Parikshit Maharaj are transcendental. Especially he has played in the womb of in the laps of Krishna. And he was brought up by Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir and Draupadi. So high class of devotees. They were not sadhak. They were all siddha, transcendental association of Krishna. Even Prahlad Maharaj was not dead. By taking poison, he was given so much poison. But he could not die. Why Parikshit will die? If Prahlad Maharaj was not dead by taking poison, how he will die? He never died. There is a story, not a story but actual thing given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that also Krishna was not suited by any hunter. In some Purans it is written, in Mahabharata it is written, that a hunter suited Krishna and Krishna dead. Krishna was dead. And funeral ceremony was there. How you will reconcile all these things? In Srimad Bhagavat, it has told that Krishna went with his shape, with all Brajavasi, Srimati Radhika and all to Golok Vrindavan. He is still in Vrindavan. Never dead. So Parikshit Maharaj cannot be die by biting of snake. He will never. So there are something which Jog Maya does, that general person saw that Krishna was suited and he died. But actually Brahma, Shankar and all demigods and all devotees, they saw that Krishna is going with his all associates to Golok Vrindavan. So Jog Maya showed it false. So Parikshit Maharaj never died. He went straight in Golok Vrindavan. But some general peoples who have no bhakti, they saw that serpent bite her. But before that, he went quickly with his same body to Golok Vrindavan. And he, like Sanatana Goswami said, that he have a shape of gopi. And in the shape of gopi, he went there in Golok Vrindavan, in the service of Radha Krishna Kanjugal. So there was no death at all. It was simply shown by like miracle.
Magic.
Stejakti.
It has shown by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that once there was a magic person, magician. He has a very beautiful wife, young wife, and two children of 8 and 9 years old. Very beautiful and They came to king and they prayed that we want to show you some magic. King ordered, yes, okay. His whole counselors were there, his wife, children and everywhere there. And he did so many magics. One magic like this, a rope was given on the bamboo. And his wife climbed up on that rope and began to dance with so many vessels on her head, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a bamboo on her hands, and dancing, coming, going, and dancing like this and that. king and his wife become so happy. Very good magic. When she came down, queen herself took her very valuable
necklace
and gave it to that lady. Two boys were standing there. Mother, give me this. Both were quarreling and taking for sibling life. Mother took off, and in the middle she was keeping, and they were quarreling to take. But both were
same powerful,
strong, so they were
pulling each other.
And in the meantime, one boy took his sword from his pocket, like case, and another also. And at the same time, he took the head of that and he took the head of both, fell down, and their head was cut out. Mother came weeping, "Oh, my two sons had lost." She took at once the sword and cut off her neck. And father came, "Oh, my two children and my wife has killed. So how I can do?" And he took the one sword and cut off. Four were dead. All were crying, "What has become?" All were weeping and crying. Anyhow, what to do? After that, dead body was removed from there. All went, but queen was so worried. And king was so worried. Next day, letter came to them. "My king, I am not dead. We show a magic to you, Valli. If you have no belief, then come to our house. My house is very nearer to your house, and you will see us there." Then they became very wonderful that how it became. We saw that he is dead. Four were dead there. They became in wonder and they went there. When they reached there in their chariots, they saw that young lady and his husband both are smiling, and their sons are also smiling, and that necklace was in the head of
neck of
that young lady, and all with a very big garland they were welcoming the king and queen and asked that, "Where is our prize? What you gave for first scene? But what we did in last, you could not give anything. So we want something." So, if a magician can do it, have you seen B.C. Roy from India? Very famous.
B.C. Sarkar.
Once in Calcutta, all the big journals of India, at that time, British government was there. So all very big viceroy and governors of so many places and generals were gathered there. In their assembly, P.C. Sarkar told that, "I will come and play some magic." All were waiting. The time was at just four, he will come and show. But he made late, ten minutes. 1 hour he was late, and they were very angry. They wanted to punish him, that if he will come, we will punish him at first. So they are so angry. After 1 hour, taking some betel nets in mouth,
smiling
so much, and he entered the room, hall. All asked him, "Why you made late? We will punish you." "My master, why you are so angry? See, what is the time?
Okay,
your watch, you should see all." They saw that it was just four. No late, nothing. So if a magician can do it, and the magician of magician of magician of magician, the master of Jog Maya, which in a second he can make whole world, lakhs and lakhs in universe of even, what to tell a man how to do anything? Lakhs and lakhs universe he can. So, Jog Maya can do anything. So Krishna was not suit. And this Parikshit Maharaj was not to face any death. Eternal and his transcendental associates of Krishna. That vision was given to Prahlad Maharaj. And he easily
digested.
Very easily. You know Hanuman. They cannot come to Hanuman. His associates of Ram. Parikshit is more than that. And himself Krishna, how he can be died? How he can be suited? Never he can be. If by suiting or giving poison anyone is dead, then he is not a pure devotee, not a so high class of devotee, realized. We have heard that Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj by his whole four force, by elephants, by drowning him in ocean, throwing him from hills, keeping him in fire, but he was killed. But we see that Jesus Christ was hanged on
cross.
He died. No, he died. He was pure devotee, and he is messenger of God. What it is told? Messenger.
Son of God.
Messenger.
But yet he was dead, wishy. But there may be false. He may not have died. If he is pure devotee, he may not die because he is transcendental. How a transcendental person, a fire, a poison, or shooting can touch? Never. And if he is put to death, then he is not so realized soul, not liberated. So if Prahlad Maharaj cannot be killed, if even a 500 years before Mirabai, it was given so much poison, he could not die. Then how Krishna will die? Never. I also saw in Mathura, once a magician, same magician came in Mathura about 40 years before. I saw that there was a big gathering and his son was there. A big gathering, he cut his head of his son, himself, and put in a box. And very big locks was given by magistrate and superintendent of police, all were there. He told that you should keep locks. And they locked it, and the key was with superintendent of police and district magistrate. About 40,000 of persons were there. He called that, oh my son, come on, come on, come on. And then his son, coming from very distant, far distance, and entering the crowd, oh, father, father, I'm coming, 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 and he just appeared there. Lock was there. But he came. He really could not cut the head of his son. But all were seeing. So all seeing is false. City magistrate and district magistrate and all were there. They opened the box and they saw that no one is there. Actually it was false. So why this Maya cannot do? And more than Maya, Jogmaya, he can show anything. So Krishna never die. Any associates of Krishna, like Parikshit Maharaj, cannot die. Never. So it was only the miracle of Mahamaya or Jogmaya. So Parikshit Maharaj went straight after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is more than amrita, nectar. A man who will take nectar, he will never die. And Srimad Bhagavatam more is than this swargiya amrita, heavenly nectar, more than that. Tava katha amritam tatta jivanam kabhiriditam kalma shapaham shavana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi gridanti te bhurida jana. Tava katha amritam, your name and pastimes are more than nectar. Anyone serving or serving this nectar, namamritam, nam or pastimes of, he can never die, never die. Right? Everywhere in Srimad Bhagavat, if anyone practicing bhakti yoga, even in third class, he can conquer death, misery, sorrow, birth and death, everything. How Parikshit Maharaj can die? So, you should know that Krishna was not suited. Parikshit Maharaj was not died by this poison. Before this, he went to Golok Vrindavan with his that body. And he went to Golok Vrindavan for the service of conjugal. So when the serpent was coming, and Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami went from that council, Uttaram Devi, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj. He told Parikshit Maharaj, my dear son, I heard Srimad Bhagavatam by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Really, he is a very learned person and realized soul. But I am a woman. I have not so much intelligence. What is Vedanta and what is Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, I don't know all these things. Please tell the summary and sub and substance of Srimad Bhagavata you heard. But tell that in such a way that I can understand and follow. But in very short, Parikshit Maharaj told, now I am going to die. Very little time is there. But your question is so sweet, so powerful, that I cannot sit idle. I wanted to take my mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. But I think it will be more better that I will tell some pastimes of sweet pastimes of Krishna. So I want to answer. So he began to answer. This is the platform of this Srimad Bhagavatam, Vihar Bhagavatamrita. So try to understand that in even Srimad Bhagavatam has been written by the cause of some rishis like Durvasa and all others. They were sometime assembled in Dwarka, and they were telling and hearing Harikatha from a very beautiful son of Krishna. His friends decorated him like a very young lady, and he became almost like a lady, very young. They put something on her stomach, and she was looking like a pregnant woman, that he has some womb in his. And they went to Rishi. And they were joking him, that, oh Rishi, They newly married this wife, and she wants to know that in her home there is baby, their son or daughter. And they were joking. Like nowadays, in India also, so many jokes, sadhus and devotees. Like that Mohammedans used to kill Haridas Thakur, that he is dhongi. Dhongi means?
Imitator.
Imposter.
Pretender.
Imposter.
But at last they saw that, oh, he is Jindafi, he is some goddess. So they were joking to rishis. Narada and all were there. When they made excess joke, then Durvasa told, oh, you want to know whether son is there or daughter is there? Nothing of this, but only
iron pestle.
Iron pestle.
No,
is there. And by this, your whole family will be
ruined.
They went from there and saw that, oh, they took their cover and saw that a very big
iron
here and some wooden, and it was there. They were very much feared. They went to at once Ugrasen Maharaj and told, what to do now? They were fearing from Krishna, so they did not went to Krishna. So they went to. He at once took and burnt that
wood
and remaining iron, it was
rubbed
and it was make dust like that. And something which was not rubbed, a very little like arrow point, he took all in a vessel and told them, go very deep in ocean, very, and there you should throw out. But she, with his webs, returned to shore. And the dust became a very big, dense forest of
grass
was like sword. His lips were like sword. And that point, a fish took it. And when the fish was in the net of any fisherman, and when he was
cut it,
then that came. And that pointed iron was taken in the arrow. After some time, all Jadvansi were seeing that, oh, so many signals of bad things are coming. They told to Krishna, and Krishna told that we should go to
Prabhakshetra.
And we should give some donations, and we should take bath in sea, then it may subside. They went and they took bath. They began to do so much donations here and there. And after that, they took some marine madhu, like
wine.
Madhu, and they began to
fight each other,
and at last all were finished there. Only Baldev Prabhu went from there in a shape of snake, white snake, and Krishna was there. But what was this? They were fighting and each other cutting. It was of yoga maya. Nothing was there. Only to show those persons who have no bhakti. This was a mesmerism of yoga maya. Nothing was there. It was quite false. So sometimes yoga maya makes it to cheat the persons who have no bhakti. Yoga maya has two works. To help
devotees
to meet Krishna and to serve Krishna. And in other shape, in Mahamaya shape, he gives so much punishment to the persons that don't serve Krishna and chant and remember Krishna. So there is one Maya only. Sometimes he becomes Yoga Maya and sometimes he plays like
Mahamaya.
Mahamaya role. For us he is Mahamaya. And for devotees too, she is
Yogamaya.
So this is all the play of Krishna. So we should try to understand all these things and then read Srimad Bhagavatam or any book and try to go deep that we can know all these things. Have a very strong faith that we are not this physical body. We are part and parcels of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is always in Ananda, Satchidananda he is. So the part, Jeev, is also consists Ananda, Satchidananda. He is a very eternal body in this body. We are not this body, but we are in this body now. Jivere Saupai Nitya Krishna Das. All living entity are this eternal servant of Krishna by their Swaroop. Swaroop means?
Actual form.
Original form. Original form.
Constitutional position.
Constitutional position. They are eternal servant of Krishna. But we should also know that we have not come down from Golok Vrindavan. We have come from Tatastha Shakti, from Karnabdi Sai Vishnu. No? Anyone going there by so much hard process, and if he returns, then it means that bhakti has no value. Jadgatvana nivartante taddham paramamama. Once engaged in service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, he will never return. But he can come with Krishna to play some role and to teach some here in this world. But he will not be bound by Maya to come here. No birth and death. So, now we'll have to adopt the process to be happy forever. By other methods, by karma, yoga, by science, by other things, methods that new world scientists are doing so much effort to be happy, but they will never be happy. We saw Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte. We have seen Hiranyakashipu. We have seen Ravana. A kingdom of only golden kingdom. All the houses are of golden. And he has not only one son, he has 1 lakh son and 125 lakhs
of
grandsons. So beautiful wife, so qualified everything. He was expert in science that what he will tell, it will be. No use of computering, any system. Only he will wish and Pushpak Viman will come. And he will be at once taking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs of passengers in that. No any machine, nothing.
No pilot,
no nothing is needed. Sometimes cool, sometimes war. So at that time, so science was there. But he was killed in a day. Hiranyakashipu in a moment. So we should try to choose the path of devotion very easily, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Have a relation with Krishna, a friend, or we are mother, father, and Krishna is like son, or he is my beloved like gopis. Will have to come in this process and chant Harinam. And very soon, quickly, we will keep your feet on the head of death, birth and death and sorrow and suffering, and we will be happy forever. There is no process. In this book it has been explained so well. Goswami, met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, on the bank of Ganges and Jamuna, were meeting. And for 7 days, he taught all these things to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami ordered that, go to Vrindavan. You should write bhakti books. How bhakti is done? What is bhakti? And you should discover where is Vrindavan. What pastimes of places were here and there. But they were have become turned into very big forest. So no one was knowing that where is Vrindavan, where is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. And he should establish Vaishnava Sadachar. And also you should discover some deities established by Vajranath, like Gopinath and Madan Mohan. After that he came to Vrindavan. And he began to think about his teachings, how to do all these things. And he at once, by bhakti, in his heart, he realized all these things. And what he then he did? He doing first pranam of his Ishtadev. Who is his Ishtadev? Himself, Krishna. Taking the beauty and mood of Srimati Radhika, Krishna himself. He came in the shape of Gaur Chandra, Sachinandan Gaur Hari. Why he came? He came to distribute among the persons Unnata Ujjala Bhakti Sriyam, and to test the three things of his own shape, beauty and sweet things. Aradhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Deshishlo. And to give some sprinkle, something of Unnata Ujjala Rasa Bhakti. Anarpita Charing Chirat Karuneyavati. But he did it all by the through Harinam Sankirtan. This Nam Sankirtan was so powerful that it was not like other Kalis who are past. Only in a day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come in Brahma one day, he gives this prem through Harinam Sankirtan, because he is so merciful, because he is so rasik. Rasik Shekhar Krishna Paramakarun Ei Dui Hetu Lilar Udgam. Because he is so rasik, he wanted to test the ras, how Srimati Radhika has love and affection for Krishna, how she is testing Krishna in separation and meeting. So he took that book. More merciful than Krishna and Radha, because combined mercy is there. So we have hope that if he will take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will give so much mercy to us, that in very short time, we can realize all these things and we can make successful our life. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jayati nija padabja prema dana avatarnu vivida madhurimabdhi kopi kaishura gandhi gata paramadda santam jasya chaitanya rupad anubhava padabhaptam prema gaupesu nityam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take the mood of Srimati Radhika. And he was leaping, lamenting, rolling on the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Where you are? Tears coming like Ganges and Jamunas. Sometimes he become in Gambhira, on the coast of sea, like Kurma, tortoise. Sometimes a very big shape, like ghost. Anyone cannot imagine the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has not written in Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere what became The mood of Srimati Radhika, when he was feeling so much separation, when Krishna went to Mathura and to Dwarka, same mood was that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always weeping, lamenting like so. So, his all sattvic vikar, ashtasattvic, in full esteem, fullest. Sometimes it used to be like dead body. Sometimes wonderful moves were there. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should come in my heart, that I can really and fully I can give my thoughts, what I have realized in my samadhi,
in trance,
I can write. Then he prayed Radhika Pranam. After that he, Jayati Jayati Vrindavan Name Tan Murari Priyatamati Sadhu Shanta Vaikuntha Bhashat Ramesh Sadaka Palayan Jatra Gopi Saita Madhura Venu. Where Krishna, taking his float, having some peak of feather here, threefold, very beautiful face, a smiling, playing on float, sometimes with corner of his eyes, crooked eyes, is sing towards Srimati Radhika. With cows surrounded by lakhs and lakhs, cows and lakhs friends. Varaha pidam natavar bapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradavasah kanaka kapisam vajayanti chamana randhana venuradar sudaya purayan gopa vrindai vrindarannam shapadaramanam pavishat gita kirti. Having a very beautiful yellow flower here, like matwala, like
mad,
no, like young boys, no? Very, very beautiful. And mast mala. What? Mast mala?
There is no English term. No care.
So,
carefree.
Lovely.
Carefree.
Like boys in India, they talk their, like, and
open their butt.
Yeah, their hairs here, there, and go.
Give an air. Carefully.
Like that. Very beautiful. His claws like thunderbolt. And his face like new, these clouds giving water, just like. Very beautiful. And lakhs, his cowbirds were there. And they go, oh, kanai, jai ho, teri jai ho. Like this, playing all. And gopis are looking from corners or from windows, from groves, and they are doing arti of Krishna by their loving eyes. And Krishna is accepting. When Krishna saw towards Srimati Radhika, float fell down. His Pitambar fell down. He was trembling, Krishna. And at once, he began to shake and to go on the ground. But Madhvangal was there. Oh, what are you doing? Your father is here, mother is here. Then Krishna was so. The Krishna is going. And we're dancing with all the gopis, this Vrindavan. I do pranam to this Vrindavan. Vrindavan himself, Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanya Taddhama Vrindavan, like this. So he is doing pranam to Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Krishna himself. Krishna can never give up Vrindavan. And he cannot play his flute in other places, in Mathura and Dwarka and anywhere. No? Never. Here he is the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. So Krishna, beautiful Vrindavan. When Krishna took his birth in Vrindavan, Jayati te dhikam janmana braja swarayate indira swasvadatrahi दैतदृश्यतां दीक्षुतावका त्वयि धृता शव स्वां विचिन्वते. When Krishna took birthplace in the from the womb of Yashoda, Vrindavan was so decorated, so beautiful, marvelous. Himself Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, came in Vrindavan and began to bloom here there. He planted so many beautiful flowers. Jamuna was so much decorated, lotus flowers everywhere, and bees hammering everywhere. They are taking madhu from one flower to one flower and became mad all day. And Krishna is the same. And he is taking madhu from all the gopis and he became mad. So I am doing pranam to this Vrindavan. To jayati, jayati Vrindavan me tan murari. Where Krishna always playing with all the gopis and cowherd and the cows. Very beautiful land, eternal land. This land is. Then he is telling, Jamuna pranam. Jamuna is not a river, but a current of prem, madhu, madhur prem, gopi prem. Some kajal from the gopi's eyes came out and she became like this. Or Krishna always being in her eyes, and so Jamuna became black. So Jamuna, water is not water. What is this? More than nectar. Itself Krishna prem is. If anyone remember Jamuna, meditate, or he will take bath in Jamuna, he will be like that. Then you should not go there. If you want to be happy in this world with your father, mother and children's wife and husband, don't go to Vrindavan. If you are going anyhow, but don't go to that Ghat Keshi Ghat. And anyhow, by unluckily you reach there. But remember one thing, you should not go in the temple of Govinda. You can do parikrama from outside, don't enter. And if you will enter, what will be? You will forget your wife, husband, children and everyone. And you will be like mad and always, oh Krishna, where Krishna? A street beggar we will be. So, I am doing pranam to that very Jamuna. She is Vishakha, not anything else. Vishakha has come in the shape of Jamuna to serve Radha, Krishna, conjugal and all there. He became Kalindi in Dwarka. Manifestation of this Vishakha or Jamuna there. So Jamuna is not mother. Jamuna, don't tell Jamuna mother. What?
Jamuna Devi.
Jamuna Maharani. Wife of Krishna. Not wife, but beloved of Krishna. A Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. You can tell only Yashoda Maiya. Rohini Maiya. Not anyone else. Not Jamuna or Tulasi, Vrinda Maiya. Don't. Otherwise they may angry be. Jamuna Devi. Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Maharani. Like this all. Then
who gave translation?
Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, you sir. They are waiting all.
Sanatana Goswami
is praying to Govardhan. Govardhano jait sail kula dhurajo gopi gabhi udito, like this. He is doing pranam to Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is not only sentiment of mind or heart or anything. She is also transcendental bhakti. Srimati Radhika, actually, Swarup Shakti, there are three modes of Swarup Shakti, that is of Radhika. Here, Ananda, Sambit and Ananda.
Sambit.
And Hladini, mixing together. The sum and substance of that is called Shuddha Sattva. always in the associates of Vrindavan, of Krishna. It descends in any heart, then it is called bhakti. So, he is doing pranam. So, I will explain tomorrow in the morning class how he is doing pranam to Govardhan and Namdev. Jayati jayati namananda rupam murare viramita nija dharma dhyana puja dijatna katam api sukridatam muktidang praninang jat paramamritamekam jivanam bhushanam me. So, I will explain tomorrow. Because doctor has told me not to speak so much, otherwise some problem may come. I wanted to explain so much in a day, 2, 3, 4 hours, but excuse me. So wait till tomorrow. More and more sweet pastimes of Krishna and all this will come, which add your bhakti. Bhakti is not exercise of body or mind or anything, or of tongue. A bhakti will come itself mercifully in our heart, then we can realize, otherwise not. She will see, oh, now he is qualified for bhakti. Then he will appear in our tongue, in our all senses, and it will be like tadatma, then we will realize. Otherwise, cannot realize what is bhakti. So, we are doing pranam in the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami, that he has mercifully gave this book to preach and to hear, and thus making and giving his mercy to all. Go.